Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. This week, we're going to be talking about the IRA and touch on a couple other retirement accounts so that you have some information about each one of them. Retirement can certainly seem like a boring topic because it's so far away, right? We all want to go shopping and enjoy life now. Well, that's certainly something everyone wants and something everyone can do. Retirement is important to consider. So I hope today's conversation can provide you some information and some ideas to put in place so that you're ready when retirement comes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the IRA, Roth versus traditional, the 401k and some other types of retirement accounts, automation, and how to enjoy life now while thinking about retirement. Let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So first, let's talk about what is an individual retirement account. Well, it's something we all need to keep on our radar. The IRA is a tool that you can use when you don't have access to a 401k or some other type of employer account. You can use it anytime, honestly. Don't think you're limited to only use it when you don't have an employer retirement account. It's something you need to keep on your radar because it's something that's very important in long-term planning. There's a lot of things you can do with IRAs, whether it's Roth or traditional IRAs. There are some limits to keep aware of. Traditionally, or lately, you've only been able to put in like $6,000 or so, or $7,000 with catch-up contributions, I'm pretty sure. Make sure you look up those limits before you start dumping a bunch of money into the IRA. There's a lot of cool planning you can do with an IRA, but just on the base level, Roth is usually your way to go because Roth allows you to grow your money tax-free. And then when you pull the money out later, you don't have to worry about taxes on it. Now, like I said, there's some more advanced planning you can do with traditional versus Roth IRAs. Don't worry about them too much if this is your first time hearing the term IRA, but you can use what's called a target date fund in these tax sheltered vehicles like the IRA, like your HSAs and your 401ks and your 403bs and all the other types of retirement accounts. Anything that has some sort of tax savings or delay of taxes is a good place to use a target date fund. You'll see them often in your 401ks with your employer. They'll automatically put you in a target date fund, most likely if you don't know what your 401k is doing. And what a target date fund is it's a fund that has a specific date on it when you're supposed to retire. So if you have a 2060 target date fund, it's anticipating you to retire between 2060 and 2065 because they usually come in 5-year increments. Now there's a common idea out there that target date funds get too conservative the older you get and they don't adjust properly to actually help you extend your wealth long term. But if you don't know what you're doing and don't care to know and don't want to get a financial like advisor's help and those sort of things, a target date fund is a good place to put your money. It'll probably be just fine there. Most people say lean a little bit more aggressive than a target date fund, which is okay. You could use index funds. Those are worth looking up. I just recently did an episode on those as well that I'd recommend you go listen to if you're interested in doing maybe a little bit more than just a target date fund. Now the Roth IRA, and we'll talk about what Roth and traditional is in just a minute, but a Roth IRA can almost act as a fake emergency fund because a cool trick with the Roth IRA is you're actually able to pull out all of your contributions without any penalty or taxes, only your contributions though. And whatever provider you're using for your IRA might keep track of those, but they're not going to really like say, hey, here's this money you can take out. They're not going to put in a lot of effort to make sure you know about this because really you should never pull money out of your IRA. But if it's like in case of dire emergency break glass is what the text should read, or in case of like life altering emergency break glass, then you can tap into your Roth IRA's contributions only. If you touch any of the growth, you're going to pay penalties and taxes and it's not going to be worth it, but you'll only pay penalties and taxes on the growth. So you'll always be able to get your contributions out tax-free and because you've already paid taxes on the money going into a Roth and with no penalties. So now that I've kind of introduced the idea of a Roth, let's talk about the differences between Roth and traditional. So Roth versus traditional. It's a phrase you'll hear a lot in retirement accounts. Roth is where the money has already been taxed. Roth money has been taxed and will grow and earn money tax-free when you invest it. It's great while you're young and your taxes are low because you're paying minimal taxes on the money going in. If you're in a low tax bracket, Roth is your way to go, especially if you want to have like a big lifestyle when you're older and you're going to pull from your retirement accounts quite heavily because then you'll be in a higher tax bracket. But that money will be tax-free if it's in a Roth 401k, Roth IRA, or some other sort of Roth account. But traditional is pre-tax money. It's great for high-income people. If you're making several hundred thousand dollars, there may be limits on your ability to use an IRA, and look those up. If you're making that much money, work with a professional. But if you're making high income, like say in the low hundred thousands or something like that, traditional might be your way to go because you're probably going to have a lower tax bracket when you're older. So if you put in this pre-tax money before taxes, then when you pull the money out later, you pay taxes on growth and the contributions at your lower tax rate. So that's where traditional can be better than Roth. Both have their pros and cons. So don't think one is just automatically better than the other. It really depends on your situation. If you want one to just go with and say, hey, I don't want to do this research, help me out here, Roth is generally where most people get pointed, but make sure you do your own research for your specific situation, as the disclaimer at the end of the show always says, which is recorded by my wonderful wife. But Roth is typically the way most people get pointed. Traditional is pretty good. And I would say give it a shot if you're making quite a lot of money and in a higher tax bracket. So now let's talk about the 401k and some other types of retirement accounts. Okay, the 401k. What is it? The 401k usually has a traditional component to it. That's usually just a traditional 401k. And a lot of people are starting to offer Roth 401ks. I know my last job had a Roth 401k. And that's nice because I wasn't making a whole lot of money. But the thing to make sure you are aware of, ready for it? Drum roll, please. Employer match. You have to know how much this is and how much it takes to get it. Because whatever it takes to get it, do it. I promise if they're matching 3% up to 3%, or matching dollar for dollar up to 3%, you're not going to miss that 3%. Put in that automatic 3% contribution out of your paycheck and you're going to be fine, because that employer match money is money that's already a part of your benefits package, and make sure you're getting it. It's one of the first things you'll see any other podcast talk about. It's like, where should I start with my retirement accounts? If the person doesn't say employer match is the first thing to start with retirement accounts and your workplace retirement accounts, then run away, because it's the first place to start. If you don't have access to a 401k, then yes, there's other options for you. Consider the IRA like we talked about in the beginning. But the employer match is absolutely crucial to make sure you're getting. And one thing to note, just real quickly, if you're putting into a Roth IRA, your employer match is likely going to go into a traditional piece of that. So when you roll it over to an IRA, or if you put it into a Roth 401k, your employer match is going to go to a traditional piece of that. So when you roll it over to an IRA, if you do when you leave the job, then you'll have two separate checks, one for the traditional employer match section and one for your Roth section. Just something to be aware of. Hopefully it's in the back of your mind now. So when that happens, you're like, who told me that? Well, I'm glad I had that information. So what is the 403B? That's another retirement account. If you're in the public school system, or it could be a charity that has this type of retirement plan, it's like a 401k, but for those other types of employment. They're like public schools and some charities. What's a simple IRA? Well, that's for small businesses. What's a SEP IRA? That's one I don't know a whole lot about. I just wanted to make sure I would mention it. So if you're in a complex situation with small business or a different type of job that doesn't offer a 401k, look into a SEP IRA. Maybe that's the tool that'll help you. 457 plans are for state and local governments, retirement plans, and for tax exempt organizations. I wanted to mention the more common retirement plans so that you don't get confused if you don't have a 401k. But if you heard the other term before and you're like, wow, a 457 sounds familiar, go look it up. I just wanted you to get an idea of some of the terms that are out there, because to me, if I walked into a job and they're like, sign up for our 457 plan, it's like, what is that? But don't get me started on how poorly named retirement accounts are. I get most of them are named after the tax code that they're in. How boring is that? Why can't the 401k just be named employer retirement account, or the 403b can be named public schools and charities retirement account? Like, I don't know. The names can be confusing and seem intimidating when you're just throwing numbers and letters together. So let's talk about automation. How do you make sure you're getting that employer match? And how do you make sure it isn't hurting your financial situation? Because it won't. Automation. Automation is absolutely essential. I didn't even write any extra bullet points on this because this point is just so crucial and I could go on and on about it. So let me get started with automation. The first thing to know about automation is with your retirement account is you're going to be able to survive. Obviously, if you throw a 15% contribution into your retirement account automatically, that's going to sting a little bit. But if your employer match is what you're going to start out with, and it's dollar for dollar up to 3%, put that automation at 3%. You're not going to miss 3% of your money, and you're going to be able to make yourself live on it. Now, one of the cool things that commonly happens with automation is automatic increases. One, you're getting a raise every year, likely. You're getting some sort of cost of living adjustment, something like that. But are you increasing your retirement account contributions? Most 401ks have an automatic contribution increase like ability. So you can set it to increase it 0.5% or 1% every single year. And trust me, you're not going to miss that money. Even if you're not getting raises, you're not going to really notice it's gone. It'll just kind of change a little bit as you're budgeting, and your budget's going to fix itself to fit into that mold you're putting it in. And you're still going to be able to have fun and do things. Now, if you're not getting a raise for like 6 years and your contributions have increased by 6%, I think it's time to find a new job. But that's when you might start to notice it, because you're obviously getting far less money out of your paycheck because 6% more of it is going to your retirement account. So make sure you're increasing your automations automatically. You're likely not going to miss it at all. And there's some other cool things you can do with automation now. There's a lot of bank accounts, or there's the M1 Finance IRA that allows you to do a lot of automation with investing, where all you do is put the money in it. Automatically, even you can set up automatic transfers and then it will automatically invest the money based on your percentages you set. There's a lot of cool automation that fintech has really enabled. So I would say challenge yourself on that percentage that you're contributing to your retirement account. Automatically put it at whatever it takes to get the employer match. If you're really not comfortable doing even that, that's okay. I would really challenge you to push towards making sure you're getting the full employer match. But set that automatic contribution increase on 1% or 2% if you're feeling crazy, but make sure your contribution is increasing automatically, because you're not going to feel it. Like I said, your budget will adjust. Make sure you're budgeting, but automation can help you save for retirement a whole lot easier. So we're thinking about retirement. Retirement might be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years away, 40 years away if you're really crazy, but how do you enjoy life now while thinking about retirement? Let's talk about that next. How do you enjoy life now and think about retirement? Well, this is something that's important, especially if you're only in your 20s. You're like, I don't want to think about retirement. That's a long ways away. Even if you're getting close to retirement, you might be kind of stressed because you need to save more for retirement now. And that might put a little bit of stress in your life. But how do you still enjoy life? Well, it's making sure you budget. A budget can unlock quite a bit of things about your personal finances. And one of them is actually enjoying doing something with your money. When you budget, you can easily set aside money and be reasonable and realistic with it and not overspend. Because if you don't have a budget, you're like, I want to enjoy life now. And then you just end up spending $400 on a single weekend of shopping, when you know that's really not good for your long-term financial situation. But if you're budgeting, then you can say, hey, I need to give myself this money to spend because I'm going to be a tired, do nothing person if I don't have at least this money. And that's okay. There's room in everyone's budget to have fun. Now, if you're making no money, obviously that's a problem. But if you're working a job, making a good income, contributing to your retirement, there's no problem with putting aside however much money really you need. Be reasonable and don't spend a ton, but it's totally okay to have a place in your budget for it. And what do you like? Retirement's so far away, right? Why do we need to think about it now? Why? Like, it's so far away. The thing is, retirement's a long-term game. And if you ever plug in your money and like play with a compound interest calculator, which I know most people don't, like the nerd I am, but if you play with a compound interest calculator, you can see the importance of saving for retirement now. Because when it's 40 years away, you can be insanely aggressive with your contributions and your investments, because in 40 years, the market is likely to go up. If the market is not up from where it's at in 40 years, I think we have bigger problems, but we'll see. There's a lot of stats out there of how often it does 10, 20, 30% drawdowns and those sort of things. And they only happen once and so often. So you can usually weather them with the long-term window that your retirement is. And if you're in your 20s specifically, let's talk about that next. Why do I need to save for retirement when I'm in my 20s? Well, like I just said, it's a long-term game. You have 40 years probably until you retire, maybe even 50 if you want to work long, or if you're just coming out of high school, you have a really long time. And there's a resource put out by the Money Guy show that shows how much is your money worth at age 65 if you were to invest it today. And I know it's either 18 or 20 years old. If you invested $1, it could be worth $88. That's huge for retirement. And they're only calculating to 65, I believe. If you're going to 68, 70, or you keep working because you're financially independent and you have a passion that you want to just keep working towards and you keep earning money, that money just keeps growing. So you need to save for your retirement now in your 20s so that when you're reaching retirement, you're able to be completely financially independent. You live on your own money. You don't worry if Social Security will be there because you have your own money. So that's why it's important to start saving as early as possible. If you haven't saved for retirement now, start next week if you have access to a 401k. If you don't have access to a 401k, go open an IRA with M1 Finance or Fidelity or Vanguard or somewhere. Go open an IRA and try to max it out this year, which is, I believe, $6,000. But you need to start saving as early as possible so that when you reach retirement, the money's there for you to be able to live the life you want. Let's wrap up today's episode. So my final thought about this is we need to start saving early. I mean, that was my longest segment, just barely, about how you need to enjoy life now while thinking about retirement. And that's because you need to start saving early. Like, I can't stress that enough. And if you're not saving for retirement now, you need to get started. Automation is great, and it's a tool that can really help save you when it comes to your retirement. Because if you're not saving, start that 1% and increase it by 1% every year. Try to get that number really high so that you're able to save for your retirement really quickly. And automation is great. It's one of the best things to come out of the tech and the financial industry meshing together. So I really think today's episode is a great one to provide you some information about the different retirement accounts. If you don't know if your employer offers a company match or a retirement account, talk to your manager or your HR benefits person. But if you have a retirement account already, make sure you have it set up for automatic contributions. But also make sure your IRA is actually invested and not just sitting there in cash. The IRA is a tool and a vehicle for your money to be tax favored. You have to make sure to invest it once you get the money in the IRA. At least put it in a target date fund if you have no idea what to invest in. But make sure to listen to my episode about index funds if you want some more direction on that front. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please share it with a friend. You can send me any episode suggestions or questions to moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook by searching Money Talk, Skylar Fleming, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, Money Talk FFC. There's a lot of ways you can find me on social media. So make sure you share with me if you have any comments, suggestions, or feedback. But I've been your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.